anybody lives in the city and got around, like I said, we used to go down the wharf. And you know what a stevedore is?
No.
My father works on a boat. He works on a boat. He's a stevedore.
Uh-huh.
See? So we used to go there and tease the stevedores, you know, and they get mad. They throw cantaloupes at us, watermelons, or whatever they have. We wanted that, but they throw them, we got them and ate them. See? So one time this happened to be, they got us on a boat. Well, happened a couple of times after it. While we were fighting, you know, they threw money out. Boy, that was good. And then we picked up and put it in our pocket. But when it was all over, what do you think they done?
Came after you for it?
They grabbed us by the feet, sucked the money out of our pockets, took it back. So we get the name of the boat. We might wait a month or two, whatever. When that boat pulls in again, we wait for them guys, see? Then we should give them the business. They were strong. You know this big hank with bananas? It come in big bunches like that? I forget how many they put on a pole. And two guys, they would have on the shoulder, you know. That's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Well, this crew, these guys happened to be barefoot. They must have had feet like that. And about that broad. And their skin, I believe, was tougher than leather. You know, they walk on grit and everything and don't think nothing of it. And that's how they used to carry these bananas off the boat. Now it's different. Now they put them on a, I guess, on a sliding board.